Thanks for tuning in to the Book Club at 91.7 here on WVXU and WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. In the studio with me is Amber Hunt, who along with David Batcher has written the book The Kennedy Wives, Triumph and Tragedy in America's Most Public Family. You may recognize Amber Hunt's byline as a writer for the Cincinnati Inquirer, but as an author, she has really revealed some of the wild life of the Kennedy wives. Amber Hunt, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Thank you so much for having me.
I want to ask, why the Kennedy wives and why now, Amber?
You know, it really was kind of an interesting project to tackle. I'd been writing true crime, and I was getting a little bored with the death and the mayhem. So naturally, you know, the Kennedys were a break from that.
Oh, right.
Yeah, not so much. My agent actually suggested the topic, and I thought, well, I don't know. They're just a bunch of, you know, women who married into a powerful family. I don't know that I'd be that interested in it. But as soon as I started doing the research, I got hooked.
I have to say, we have all heard so much about these women, but there's so much more that you bring to light in the Kennedy wives, and these are some pretty amazing women that were involved in this political dynasty, beginning with the matriarch, Rose. 9 kids and, an amazing life, lived 104 years. Amazing woman as the
Absolutely.
First Kennedy wife.
Yeah, I could only hope to see a fraction of what she did in her lifetime. She really was probably the biggest mystery to me when we started the project. And then I ended up just really fascinated by her. She's an imperfect woman. She made plenty of mistakes, but her heart generally was in the right place. And I mean, just the way that she focused so much on raising her children and trying to do it she really wanted to raise world leaders. And good God, she did.
She did. Amazing. And I want to mention David Batcher, because I noticed in the acknowledgments you had brought David on just to do the research for this book, but he ended up being a co-writer. How'd that all work out?
Well, so it's kind of funny because David Batcher went to high school with me. His sister is my best friend. We're the troublemakers in school. And he was a couple years older than I, and I always expected that he would write a book. I had no idea that it would end up being with me the first time. So at first, I just felt so overwhelmed with the amount of research that I was going to do this properly that I reached out and just asked for some research help. And he got so into it that we just said, hey, you know what? This is a double byline. So, yeah, I'm really excited that he's part of this.
So what did you want to bring out about the Kennedy wives as you dove into this project?
You know, we started looking at the women, and we saw that it seemed like every book was written either with Kennedy cooperation, and so the women were all made out to be saints, or without Kennedy cooperation, and some of them were just really harsh. I mean, in those cases, the women were devils. And we wanted to cut through that and try and figure out how to present them as what we knew to be true, which is that they are complicated, controversial women with multiple layers. So that's what we were aiming to do. We also thought we were coming from an interesting perspective because we're not contemporaries of theirs. A lot of the books out there already are written by people who just have that. They're seeing it through the prism of, you know, having been raised in the 60s and I was born in the 70s. And, so we got to look at them just through a different lens.
So which of the Kennedy wives were you most familiar with before you started this project? Of course, you know, I know Jackie probably sticks out, but any of the others?
Jackie does definitely stick out, although I have to say I wasn't a Jackie fan. Like, she was fine. But, you know, I knew she dressed well and she spoke quietly. I didn't appreciate how complex she was until we started the book. I would say that immediately Joan resonated with me the most. I would say she's the most obviously flawed and out of her element in the family. And I really have an affinity for her.
Oh, I have to say it was Vicky, Ted Kennedy's second wife, that I was least familiar with, but you really bring her stories to light here, too.
She's very interesting. We kind of, as we were laying out the book, we gave them each labels, and her label was the Redeemer. And I think it's true. It bore out.
I'm speaking with Amber Hunt, who, along with David Batcher, has penned the book The Kennedy Wives, Triumph and Tragedy in America's Most Public Family. Details at our website. And as you were going through here, you do a very complete job with all these women of talking about their life early and late. Did you feel it was important to reveal these women completely? Because really, they were shaped by, many were shaped by their upbringing. And you know, Ethel being the tomboy of the crowd, they're very different, but very strong women.
They are all very strong. And we did. We wanted, you know, they are not defined only by their marriages. They had very interesting upbringings. So we definitely wanted to delve into those early years, because If you're only interested in the Kennedy part, it explains to you why the Kennedys were infatuated with these women, why they became part of the family. But how they handled life as a Kennedy is really shaped by their upbringings. It's very interesting. I mean, Ethel had sort of a chaotic, crazy childhood that she basically recreated for her own children, which is a fact I didn't know until I was working on the book.
Many surprises along the way, and you mentioned how other books about these women have been written from with Kennedy involvement, and you did have some Kennedy involvement in your book, right?
I did. Patrick Kennedy, especially, was very welcoming and very candid, and I really appreciated what he brought to the Jones section, especially.
So as you were researching the Kennedy wives, you know, we've heard a lot of the headline stories that have happened, but what was your favorite story that hasn't been told a lot about any one of these women?
I didn't know that Joan learned about Chappaquiddick when she overheard her husband telling his mistress on the phone. And that, for me, explained a lot of the sadness that you see in her face when you see photos of her later in life. I also was pregnant and then had my baby while I was working on this book. So reading about Ethel playing tennis while 9-10 months pregnant was really eye-opening to me. And the fact that she dealt with postpartum depression after her first child, I didn't know that. And knowing it, I have no idea how she did it 10 more times. Having a baby is a nightmare. and then to have a difficult one and then say, okay, well, I'll just keep going. It's pretty impressive.
What type of cross-pollination did you find between these wives of the Kennedys? They're each different in their own way, but they did have that Kennedy thread tying them together.
They did. They had a Kennedy thread, and part of that was their strength. And they showed it in different ways. You wouldn't necessarily think Joan strong because she had the most public foibles, but the fact that she is still around, I mean, she really fought through some major adversity. And then, of course, the religion is an underlying current for each of them all the way up through Vicky.
And to have Ethel, having suffered losing her husband, Bobby Kennedy, after Jackie losing John F. Kennedy, there was some serious tragedy. I mean, well, you mentioned Chappaquiddick, but it goes much, much deeper than that. These, while they may have celebrated success, they had a lot of hard times.
There was an amazing amount of heartbreak. The fact that they survived what they did is a testament to their strength, because there was so much. There was the oldest brother who was killed in the war. There was another sister who died in a plane crash. There was a mentally challenged sister who ended up getting a botched lobotomy and was basically lost to the family. When I grew up, I remember I only ever heard of Tenney Kennedy as a cad, you know, and I wasn't really all that interested in politics, so I didn't pay attention to that. But the personal stories I heard, obviously, they were not flattering. But it wasn't until I started working on the book that I was really able to put it all into context. You know, this is a guy who, when he was very young, lost several siblings. His brother was president, assassinated. He was campaigning for his other brother for president when he was assassinated. And all of these things, I mean, even when somebody peripheral dies in your life, it causes you to rethink your mortality and maybe get a little reckless. And it all kind of made a lot more sense to me that he had gone the path that he did.
Amber Hunt, author of The Kennedy Wives, Triumph and Tragedy in America's Most Public Family. She wrote the book with David Batcher. Available where books are sold. You can learn more at WVXU.org. And as you uncovered the stories of these women, their successes and their failures, which one really stuck out for you?
I have a soft spot for Joan. I really do. I do. She had the deck kind of stacked against her because we know now that mental illness and addiction issues are hereditary. That wasn't as accepted back then. And as she was struggling with alcohol abuse, she was pretty much told to buck up and deal with it, you know, and she didn't have anybody she could ask for help. And I also think she's an interesting story in that her value was always placed on her looks. And her tale kind of shows what damage can come from that, where, you know, everybody always put the emphasis on her being the beautiful one. And when her husband wasn't faithful and she started aging and, you know, it really undercut her self-worth and helped spiral her into, you know, this pattern of alcohol abuse. And but she keeps plowing through. She keeps fighting. So I do. I have a soft spot for her.
I think that kind of comes through in the last few paragraphs of the section on Joan, where you mentioned being a good grandmother and still in there chugging right along.
Well, and I appreciated that Patrick, you know, I kind of expected that he would be really defensive of his mom, but he was very honest. He said, you know, she wasn't perfect. We had some rough times. But she's trying now. She's trying to be the grandmother to her kids to make up for the mother that she wasn't. And I appreciate that. I think a lot of people can relate to those shortcomings and we fall down. But if you get back up, you know, that's worth a little extra nod.
So you spent some time researching and writing The Kennedy Wives here. I'm wondering, what was your takeaway from the book, and what do you hope others take away from your book?
They are not just wives, first off. Despite the title, they're really complicated, fascinating women. And for me, I think the most interesting part was putting them into historical context to see how the different women dealt with the different tragedies. You know, we all read about, if we weren't alive during it, which I wasn't, read about JFK's assassination, and we've got that bit of history, but to have it humanized through these women, that really meant something to me. I've actually changed how I read biographies now from having done this. I just feel a lot more empathy.
And especially with Ethel, you know, being there, well, and Jackie too, but Ethel and having, what, 26 hours in the hospital with Bobby Kennedy.
Absolutely. And that had to have been hell, and she was pregnant.
So, and what do you hope readers gain from The Kennedy Wives?
I want them to feel like they're getting a fresh take on it, because we are approaching it from a different point of view than a lot of the other books. I'm hoping that we put it in enough historical context that, you know, things that they learned in history class make sense through these women, and that they see that they're, you know, that they're multi-layered, interesting people. They are neither saints nor demons. And that's true of all of us. They're very relatable women.
So Amber Hunt, after exploring the Kennedy Wives and putting this book out, do you have another project you're working on now?
I do. I'm on vacation right now writing a fiction.
Really?
Yeah, it's my first fiction.
So why from nonfiction to fiction did you decide?
I wanted to see if I could create my own world. It's one thing, you know, you sit down, you read about every historical element you can. When you're writing nonfiction, you get all the documents that you can get. I wanted to be able to see how much I could bring a fake environment to life. Yeah, I'm hoping it works out.
Well, I hope it does too.
Yeah. And
thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Amber Hunt, the author of The Kennedy Wives, Triumph and Tragedy in America's Most Public Family. She wrote the book along with David Batcher. Learn more at our website, WVXU.org. And again, you may recognize Amber Hunt's byline from the Cincinnati Inquirer, where she's an investigative reporter. This is the Book Club at 91.7.